Com.
Hey everybody, welcome to this edition of America Tonight. Thank goodness the conventions are over. Now let's get to November 6th. Hurricane Michael's brewing, and this could be a big one, 85 miles an hour coming to a highway in America soon. Can you guess where? And waste in our U.S. healthcare system. Shocker, isn't it? A new report comes out actually spelling it out for us. $750 billion a year. Mm-hmm. We could use that money, couldn't we? $750 billion a year? Wow. It wasn't so much about money when Obama spoke to the Democratic Convention and talked about problems that could be solved, all kinds of problems. That seemed to be the running theme that you did it. We are the party of opportunity. And a little bit of the blame game. This I don't understand. I don't get why the Democrats at their convention, which if I were the person in charge and I went through speeches with people, I would, maybe there'd have to be some of the blaming, the finger pointing, that kind of stuff, but I would have taken lots of those references out, because if you're the incumbent, then you got a strut, I think. Don't you think? You got a strut. It's like if you are moving through a company and you go from, in fact, I have two friends in this situation where, boom, they didn't get college degrees, got out of school, started working right away. They work for companies, have worked there for 20 years, and they're hard workers, and they have moved up the ranks. They have earned it. They have moved up. And so as they move up, they have to tout their accomplishments, right? If I'm the incumbent, I have 4 years, I'm the leader of the free world, I am touting my accomplishments. I'm saying, here's the list. Now, I can't do everything because I can't walk on water, but boom, 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 boom. And there was a tiny bit of that, a tiny bit of that. However, most of it was backtracking back. In other words, know this, America, our problems can be solved. Our challenges can be met. The path we offer may be harder, but it leads to a better place, and I'm asking you to choose the future. I'm asking you to choose the future. But isn't that what happened last time around? I'm just saying. Isn't that the hope and change that was supposed to happen the last time around? The whole path thing. I won't pretend that the path I'm offering is quick or easy. I never have, except for in 2008 when I was running for president, because I said I was going to, as soon as I took office, get everybody out of Iraq, get everybody out of the Middle East, pretty much, and the wars, boom. He did take credit for that, but Iraq doesn't go in the Obama category, doesn't go on his column. Really, that goes back to George Bush, and Afghanistan is a little murky, too, and we still are, by the way, in Afghanistan, as you know. There might have been some drawdown of the troops, but we still have a plenty, like 80,000 troops still in Afghanistan. Some other things that Obama peppered in, talking about the failings, talking about why you should vote for him, and then the big one, the M word. Oh, invoking the M word. You know what that is, right? Medicare. Take a listen.
I'm far more mindful of my own failings, knowing exactly what Lincoln meant when he said, I have been driven to my knees many times by the overwhelming conviction that I had no place else to go. If you share that faith with me, if you share that hope with me, I ask you tonight for your vote. Yes, we will reform and strengthen Medicare for the long haul, but we'll do it by reducing the cost of health care, not by asking seniors to pay thousands of dollars more.
Yeah, let's talk about real numbers, though. As much as the Republicans were criticized for that, let's talk about those real numbers when it comes to the person who's in the office now. And that was part of what was lacking. I mean, it was vintage Obama, the language, trying to transport people. And there were some problems heading into this because there was the scuffle over moving the speech from the Bank of America Stadium into the arena instead because of, the weather, it would be awful. So that became a joke during the day, whether he was not going to fill the 74,000 seats that were there versus what was going to happen at the arena, because it's a lot smaller crowd than at the stadium, and there was no worry about the acoustics, so it was easy to say, just keep it here, just keep it here. So does the math add up? America, our problems can be solved. America has turned the corner. That was Joe Biden saying we've turned the corner. I'm sorry, I don't see that. Where have we turned the corner? Can anyone out there listening to me right now from the get-go here at the top of the show tell me where they've seen signs of that? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, which, by the way, I am rooting for America. So if there were economic signs that were pointing to it, woohoo, bring it on. Absolutely. Biden says that Obama... You know, Osama bin Laden is dead. General Motors is alive. That was his big line to pull out of the speech. And he talked about, you know, having that seat to Obama's struggle since 2009. So here we go back to the whole blame thing again and what's happening with recovery. And the VP also did some rock'em sock'em robotic work on Romney, saying that the former Massachusetts governor would have failed both the GM and the bin Laden test, that he would have botched both of those up. So it goes back to the same thing over and over again. How about being held accountable? And that's one of the things Obama said. He said, I will be held accountable. I've got 4 years and a year from now, I think people are going to see that we're starting to make some progress, but there's going to be some pain. Are you willing to suffer through some pain to get to the other side? There's your question. Are you willing to do that or not? The thing that the Republicans were criticized for was not mentioning the military in the speech really at all, where Obama mentioned the military constantly, talking about wounded warriors, talking about specific people, talked about all of those things, and did it several times. So you have picking apart the speeches, the two different speeches, and now the ultimate thing that we look at. This is the big soapbox derby race to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Who runs out of gas first? Mitt Romney or Barack Obama? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safe and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Call 60 days and counting. Who are you talking about with your friends? Are you voting? Are you sitting this one out? We had Tomas in Michigan tell us, yeah, he didn't think he's going to vote this time around. When I was in Tampa, overwhelmingly, people came up to me and in conversations told me they weren't voting. They certainly weren't going to vote for Obama. They wanted nothing to do with his Hope and Change Part 2. But they didn't want to vote for Romney. So rather than vote, sometimes some of the people I talked to, it was their first time, they were sitting it out. Sitting it out. Are any of you sitting it out this time around? You know, it's that old saying about, well, I voted for the lesser of two evils. I voted Democrat because I'm a Democrat. I voted Republican because I'm a Republican. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I got to mix in a few other things because they're just too big to ignore. How about that? Including, I would not be happy if I was a passenger on this flight. Did you hear the story that hours after being accused of carrying explosive onto a plane, a guy named Christopher Schell arrived in Dallas. He reboarded a flight from Philadelphia. Here was the deal. When he got to Dallas on Thursday night, the police were there. They had big guns that they put in his face when they went on the plane. He was picked up. He was going to celebrate his 30th birthday or 29th birthday, but he was wanted on outstanding warrants. So what happened was, somebody called in and said he had explosive devices on the plane. Can you imagine? It looks like it was a sick, twisted, stupid hoax and a nasty trick played on him. He was the victim of some kind of a hoax. And this was on a U.S. Airways flight on its way to Dallas to return to Philadelphia. Oh, there was a call that came in, and the prank caller said that he had a potentially explosive substance. And you're the passenger. I'm like, I would be like the third person down from this guy and have no idea what's going on. You can't ask the flight attendants because then they'll get in your face because they're busy running around and out. They may be a little bit panicked. And ultimately, he gets cleared. So this was an Airbus. It had like 70 people on it, and he was cleared after all the passengers were taken out. Brutal. Brutal. You just, you know, it's random. It's like spinning the wheel of disfortune. You don't know what's going to happen. You get on a plane, some angry ex-girlfriend decides to play some crazy hoax, and the next thing you know, you don't understand why the person sitting next to you or two rows in front of you or whatever is being pulled off the plane. Drew Peterson's not going to be getting on any planes lately. I think you all know the story. He is the former Illinois cop who got a lot of big headlines after his younger wife just vanished in 2007. So he's convicted Thursday of murdering a previous wife in a potentially precedent-setting case. And the reason that we care about this is because this case relied on hearsay evidence. So they found him guilty on first-degree murder in the death of his third wife, Kathleen Savio. Her relatives cried and clapped and couldn't be more happy about this. Illinois doesn't have a death penalty. Peterson has a maximum 60-year prison term. He could face, probably might face, when he's sentenced November 26th. How about that? I like the brother, Mitch Domain, who says, finally, we got that guy. We got our guy. The trial was the first of its kind in Illinois history. The prosecutors built their case largely on hearsay evidence, thanks to a new law dubbed Drew's Law, because this was tailored toward Peterson. Hearsay, prosecutors would say, would let his third and fourth wives speak from their graves through family and friends to convict Peterson. So hearsay is informally reported, I guess would be the best way to say it, information by a witness that is not based on the witness's direct knowledge. Defense attorneys say its use of the trial would be central to their appeal. And this goes to an appeal. You can just feel that that's going to happen there. But what's so significant, and a lot of people gathered at the courthouse trying to get a ticket to get in, like Casey Anthony, the oddity of that, comparing it to this guy's saga, did feel a little like that. Crazy. And what happens to Peterson, I think they couldn't lock him up soon enough. What is the motivation? Always look for what? The life insurance. Did she have life insurance? And the answer is yes. She had plenty of life insurance. So did he know it was a big payday for him? Did he know that? I'm thinking maybe. Maybe he knew and he was going to take his chances, so I'll take my chances. I'm standing at the top of the craps table. I just have to roll the right dice if I can get them to cooperate. And cooperation and the lack of cooperation seems to be the running theme already in this show. Coming at the tail end of the hour, we're going to talk to somebody who's part of a group, Americans for Prosperity. I've had several people on the show from that group to talk about it. And we've got another one coming on who will talk about the fact that they're driving to Ohio and Pennsylvania on a giant bus that talks about Obama's failed policies. So they're trying to cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time. I said this before, 60-some days until the election. Do you believe it? Where did the summer go? Where did it go? It disappeared. It evaporated. Poof. Just like that. Barack Obama may only have 5 more months left. I mean, really, less than 5 by the time you count that you would get out, I guess, give or take. And somebody new could be coming in. Well, there's only one guy running, so that would be Mitt Romney. When we crack open the new year and we celebrate what was and talk about resolutions, will we be talking about a new president, or will we be talking about the same president who says, stick with me, I need another 4 years, let's do this. It's incomplete what's happened here. There's much more work to be done, and I want you to help me with that work, to be on board with that work. Or is this going to be something completely different? I'll tell you, the Republicans are feeling pretty confident. I know that because I got a note today about January 21st. Does anybody know what January 21st is? If you were thinking January 21st is the inauguration, you would be correct. Ding, ding, ding. So why did I get a phone call about that, calling me to ask if I wanted to broadcast from the inauguration? And in one way, that really goes to my philosophy of act as if you're going to win, because it might be a big fight. There are a lot of states that would have to flip, or giant states with a lot of electoral votes that would have to go Romney's way. But there are people that there are strategists that really believe this is going to happen, and this is the great last push for this to happen because of the demographics of the country and how much they're changing. That this is the last chance, anyway, for this to happen, if you will. And the campaigning, again, begins in Iowa and goes from there. And we're going to see, and New Hampshire. And we're going to see, I think we're going to see some pretty lively debates, which I think is great. I think these presidential debates and the VP debates are going to be something to see. Much like the we can't keep our eyes off the debates. Remember that? How many did we watch? How many did I talk about? How many did you call about? It was over 20. And even almost from the get-go, I can remember seeing the first one from New Hampshire. And from the get-go, people were interested in it. I think that you're going to see blowout ratings and a lot of interest in these debates. And when it gets to debating, as much as the art of spin is alive in politicians, it's harder to do that, especially when it's one-on-one. Very tough to do that in that situation versus when you have a whole bunch of other candidates included. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we are talking about a bus tour.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Once again, this is so outrageous. I'm going to call it the outrage of the day. You know, we're weighing in on voting and this whole voter ID thing and a slew of other problems that we're spotting with our electoral process. And then there's this report about the FAA, the big bosses, pushing workers to vote Democrat. What? You're not supposed to do that. Dan Epstein joins us now. He's the executive director of Cause of Action. Dan, first of all, how did this whole story break, and what did you learn?
Well, Cause of Action, a group that out there to fight government overreach and cronyism in the federal government, we had gotten a tip on our whistleblower hotline from an individual who was a former FAA employee and said that apparently that at the Seattle regional office, a political appointee by Obama went to employees and on taxpayer-funded time told those employees that if they didn't vote for Democrats, that they would all lose their jobs, their budget would get cut, and so that their jobs depended upon a vote for the Democrats in Congress and allegedly a vote for President Obama. So what Cause of Action did is we drafted a Freedom of Information Act request, known as a FOIA, and we submitted that FOIA to the FAA and demanded all emails, all records, all communications referring or relating to possible political discussion at the Federal Aviation Administration regional office in Seattle. And what we found were emails from employees, their supervisors, blowing the whistle on Mr. Hickey, who was an Obama appointee and Senate confirmed, and a Raymond Towles, who allegedly had spoken to several career employees on official time and said that they better have voted for a Democratic Congress in order to preserve their jobs. And that's with those findings, we wrote to both the Inspector General of the Department of Transportation, Mr. Calvin Scovell, as well as to Attorney General Holder, saying that this needs to be investigated immediately. This is something where we have already, our sources have confirmed that the Office of Special Counsel, which usually investigates Hatch Act concerns, the Hatch Act is a law that is designed and passed by Congress to prevent the mixture of politics with policy, to prevent certain political presidential appointees from politicizing their agencies. And the Office of Special Counsel has the duty to investigate that. But we don't want it, the investigation to be limited to them, because keep in mind, the director of the Office of Special Counsel is appointed to the president, reports to the president. Calvin Scovell, who's the inspector general, has at least some independence from the president. He ultimately reports to Congress. And so we have asked him to investigate because we are worried that this is something that happened back in May. We still haven't gotten any charges brought against Hickey and Towles, and ultimately we want an independent investigator to look into this and determine if there needs to be some referrals to the Justice Department.
Yeah, and this all just unfolded, and of all the things you and I have talked about over really the past year and a half, 2 years or so, this is one of the most egregious, and I would think that this would be an easy thing to investigate and one that wouldn't be shoved aside. I don't expect, because we see this so often with when you file the Freedom of Information Acts, when you dig deeper, when you, you know, demand that something happens, when you file a lawsuit, often it's dragged out. From my point of view, I'm saying I would think that they would jump on this, but maybe I'm wrong, because it looks like there could be some, I mean, obviously clear violations of the federal law.
Oh, you know, Kate, you just look at these emails, and cause of action is posted these emails on our website. I know Fox News today showed some of these emails. It's clear. You look at these emails, it's clear that you have actual employees who say that we saw firsthand Mr. Hickey and Mr. Towles advocating that we vote in a certain way in this election. And that's a clear violation. The only question now is the administration going to investigate this? Is President Obama, who said that he's going to be the most anti-Washington president ever, committed to ethics and transparency, is he going to allow for his own administration to be investigated? Because, Kate, to be perfectly honest, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And, you know, there's no question that cause of action is going to be hot on the trail to be looking at this at other agencies, looking at this at other offices within the FAA. And furthermore, we also want to know, hey, when you had a Hickey and Towles who went out there and were, you know, essentially preaching the Democratic Party message and telling these federal employees how to vote, were they being told to do that by the executive office of the president, by any of President Obama's political staff? Because if so, this goes back to the president, and the Office of Special Counsel needs to go after the president. And it's not clear that there's been any transparency on that. Cause of action is going to be going after that. And look, you know, President Obama, someone who has publicly stated his commitment to transparency. Be transparent. Tell the American people why your political appointees, the people that you decided should be running the FAA, why were they engaging in illegal activity on taxpayer-funded time? Explain that, and then if it turns out that individuals within your staff told them to do that, be honest about it. Okay, but the president hasn't said anything. This is an election season. Okay, if it turns out that he has politicized this agency and he has abused the distinction between politics and policy, then this is not a president who has been committed to transparency, and this is a president who, in fact, is not only not anti-Washington, but reflects some of the dirtiest tactics that Washington has ever known.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the emails that you say that you have on your website and that Fox was displaying during the day, they were showing on video, obviously. I read all of them, too, and I think it's pretty clear. I don't know how you would think it, anything wasn't anything other than arm-twisting, because in one little paragraph, as you know, I was reading one of the emails, it clearly says, if the conservative Republicans gain control of Congress and the FAA could be looking at as much as a 15% cut in the budget, and we might be looking looking at furloughs if the liberal, I like that, if the liberal Democrats take control of Congress, then we would be looking at a different kind of budget, basically, is what they're saying. A flat budget or fair budget or whatever it is. And it and says, in short, if the Republicans win office, our jobs may be affected. Furloughs, meaning if the Democrats win office, then our jobs would not be affected. Wow. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Not only is that clear, Kate, but that also reflects something else. Other, you know, let's put the Hatch Act violations aside. I think, you know, Professor Richard Painter, this guy's a professor at law at the University of Oregon. He's already said, this is someone who's an expert at the Hatch Act. He looked at the facts and he said, slam dunk case, Hatch Act violation. Okay, so put the Hatch Act violation aside. These guys need to be investigated for the Hatch Act violation. But keep in mind, there's another issue here, which is, if you or I were a federal employee and our boss was telling us, hey, you want to keep your job, you better vote Democrat.
Yeah.
If we decided, hey, we want to exercise our free speech and the right to vote and vote Republican, guess what? We have to fear that we're going to get fired because he said that our job depended upon how we voted. So not only is this a Hatch Act concern, this is a potential retaliation concern.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And like you said, who knows? This is just the tip of the iceberg. Most likely, there had to be more of this going on. Because think of how many tentacles the FAA has, Dan.
Oh yeah. Why would we know that this was on their calendars?
Yeah.
And why would they only go to one specific regional office and say vote this way? They probably were doing a grand tour, just like the president does campaign tours. You know, they're doing their own campaign tour. And it raises the question of, in cause of action, next step is to get travel records for a lot of these federal appointees by Obama. Because we want to know, hey, Mr. President, were you sending your political appointees to do your political bidding? Because if so, the American public wants to know.
Wow. Unbelievable. And here we are, what, 60-some days out from the election, and if it's so widespread, which we believe it is, and you believe it is, then it has to happen quickly, or I think people, for fear, think if you got that memo, what are you thinking? If you got an email
that.
Yeah,
no.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You got a family,
exactly.
Yeah,
you know, Kate, this is absolutely disgusting because, you know, independent of the whole Hatch Act concern, the fact that we have federal employees who might be coming home to their families and saying, you know, to their spouses and children, yeah, if I don't vote a certain way, I might lose this job. You know, we have a president who, when asked about the economy, said, what kind of grade would he give himself? Well, he said it incomplete. Well, you didn't finish the sentence because you're wasting taxpayer dollars instead of stimulating jobs and creating opportunities in the private sector and allowing the government to be downsized in ways that give opportunities to small businesses. You're spending taxpayer resources, we get taxed for this, on the plane fare and the hotels for your political appointees to go out to Seattle and politicize agencies and threaten people on how they have to vote. Okay, your grade on the economy is not incomplete. Your grade is a flunk because you've engaged in unethical practices in your administration, and you have failed to address those. This is in the news. Why has Jay Carney not addressed this? It raises serious questions, and I'm utterly disgusted.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't wait to see what else comes out down the road. It's unbelievable. And who knows what other organizations might have been doing the same thing besides the FAA, looking at saying that there were going to be furloughs and other things could happen, obviously. Dan, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight. heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
To throw in your 2 cents, if not by calling at 855-266-KATE, to send me an email. And a lot of you in this audience happen to be pretty thoughtful people where you want to kind of think things over, and you shoot me some of the best emails I think I've ever gotten in my career. So once again, the mailbag overfloweth, and we're going to head there right now at the top and try to squeeze in as many as possible.
The mail is here!
Woo!
There we go. I knew Homer was there. He was at the stadium. He didn't know that that stadium was closed, the one where Obama was just speaking in Charlotte. Like a lot of people who still didn't get the word and were actually out and went back and forth between the two, and there was massive security problems, a little bit of chaos, to say the least. All right, here's our first one from Bubba. Bubba. Bubba weighs in on Drew Peterson. Yo, Delaney, I heard your interview the other day with some attorney talking about hearsay evidence, and it really piqued my interest. Thanks for that. I cannot believe that more people aren't talking about the significance of Peterson's trial. It turns out, ultimately, and I saw this earlier in the day, that the cop who gained all that national attention was, in fact, found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of his third wife, Kathleen Savio. I bet that family is excited, Kate. But hearsay is not a win situation for any of us in this country. In fact, so many innocent people could end up going to jail now. I cannot believe Illinois changed the rules, tweaked the rules to make this happen. And what do you think happens in some other states? Do you think the other states are going to sit up and pay attention and think that this would be a good way to go? Hearsay is a dangerous game. I think it's a dangerous game, too. Bubba, I agree with you. It's like telephone tagging. When somebody tells you a story, then the next person does, and then the next person does. The story evolves from every person. I can remember doing this as a kid, and probably many of you did. Did you do the telephone game when you were a kid? And whatever the first kid said, by the time it got down to me or to the rest of us, it was completely different. We heard something completely different. Not even in the same zip code, as it were. All right, here's one from Amy, who says, Kate, longtime listener, this is actually the first time I've ever contacted you, and I'm kind of sorry for that because I've enjoyed the show. That's okay, Amy. Thanks for writing us the note. Amy says, man, what were the Democrats thinking with the whole God and Israel conflict? Did this really need to be such a big deal? Did they really need to shove it down other Democrats' throats? This is the problem I have with the Dems. They act like everything's the Republicans' fault, and it's the party of the white, out-of-touch men. Yet the ones that are really, really out of touch are the Democrats. What have the Democrats done to really protect the middle class? Touche. What have they done? A lot of the things are going to go by the wayside that of legislation that they've created. And, of course, it depends on whether Obama's elected again or not. So the convention platform is always a big deal. The Democrats amended it to add a mention of God and the declaration that Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel, ladies and gentlemen. They needed approval of two-thirds of the delegates present, and they got it. The conventions, both of them, certainly had highlights and lowlights, if we want to look at it that way. Now it's the full-on push, not like it wasn't for Mitt Romney, especially before, but now it's the full-on push to see who's the last man standing. Who do you think is the last man standing? It's clear that there's two choices, and the two choices are easy. It's either keep Obama in or go for Mitt Romney or have a wicked, wild, write-in candidate that you're voting for, and you spread the word, but it seems highly unlikely that that would happen. I'm going to sway in a couple of different directions with these emails. Here's another one. This one from Jacob's Ladder. I like that, Jacob's Ladder. Everybody know what Jacob's Ladder is? It's a kooky game that's very hard to do. Jacob says, the U.S. healthcare system has blown a bunch of money. I happened to catch that report today. You're always on top of that kind of thing. I don't know if you saw it or not. I did see it, and it was an 18 members in this group of experts, doctors, business people, and public officials. They say the past 50 years have seen an explosion in biomedical knowledge, blah, blah, blah. And the key thing here is the statistic I think that was thrown at the beginning. The U.S. healthcare system squandering $750 billion a year. $750 billion a year. That's 30 cents of every medical dollar through unneeded care. So, yes, the system is falling apart, but why is that system falling apart? That's what you need to know. Why is it falling apart? So this report that came out showed that in the six major areas, I'm going to throw this in because this wasn't in the email, the six major areas of waste were one of the highest unnecessary services. That seems a little backwards, doesn't it? $210 billion. How about this? Prevention failures, $55 billion. Fraud, $75 billion. And why not? Why not? If it's one less thing that the president has to do, then it's okay. It's probably worth it, right? Here's another one. This one from Howard. Howard says, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to you out of Vermont for a very long time. And I tell you, I have never seen anything like, as you alluded to the other night, the fuzzy math that we've seen from the Democrats and, frankly, the Republicans. They keep playing the hits, but who is listening, or have people tuned out? I don't know. That's a good question. Are people tuned out to what's happening with the conventions? Because who cares? It's the conventions, and let's get this show on the road, and let's go around the country, and let's talk to people, and just add something else, another dimension to this, I guess, as it were. Levon says, boy, rock on big time. I heard you had a winner and nail the score. How sweet it is. I only wish it was me. Yeah, funny. Dave in Vermont won. He's been playing the game for a long time, and he got it right. See, look at that score. So easy to get it right, but not really. You can think of what the obvious scores might be, and then throw that out of your head, because it'll be something completely different. To me, that's the fun of the great game of baseball. To other people, they're going to disagree with me. If you like numbers, you need to learn how to keep score. It's the best. It's the best thing you can do. I'm telling you. All right, this one comes to us from Fred. Fred says, hello, fellow traveler. I noticed that you were in Tampa last week. First of all, how did it go? Second of all, who had the better convention? Wow, that's loaded with a couple of slice and dice some things. Who had the better convention? On the ground, I couldn't compare because I wasn't in Charlotte. I was in Tampa, and it turned out to be pretty good. I got a lot of interesting guests and went through some of the policies and whatnot, and it was terrific. You had your own little oasis, kind of, and it was a who's who of C-SPAN coming in to discuss whatever it was, the issues, discuss the jobless rate, that kind of stuff, because new job numbers are coming out. They're coming out. Thanks so much to all of you who sent me emails, by the way, for Nail the Score. It will be back next week, starting on Wednesdays. Wednesday is when Nail the Score is, in the third hour.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.